Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Jeff Stone. Batting second, the second baseman, Billy Ripken. Batting third, the shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth, the DH, Larry Sheets. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Rick Shue. Batting eighth, the catcher, Terry Kennedy. Batting ninth, the right fielder, Joe Orsilak. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mark Thurmond. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting second, the first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting third, the DH, Pat Tabler. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Jay Bell. Batting ninth, the catcher, Andy Allenson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Scott Bales. And now, play ball. Jeff Stone is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Stone takes first base on ball 4. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There goes Stone. The throw from Allenson and he is safe. Stone steals second. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Ripken strikes out. 1 out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There goes Stone. The throw from Allenson and he is safe. Stone steals third. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shue fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Upshaw for the out. 2 outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Lynn hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Sheets takes first base on ball 4. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of 0-0. The umpire calls a balk on Bales. Sheets moves to second. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Shue hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Orsilak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Corey Snyder batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jacoby moves to second. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Murray, and towards Ripken, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. Jacoby moves to third. Snyder moves to second. Two outs. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Orsilak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Orsilak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Stone batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Stone is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stone throws the ball into Ripken who relays the ball to Ripken who tags Allenson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Franco. The throw from Kennedy and he is out, Ripken applying the tag. Two outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Upshaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Upshaw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Ripken is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn strikes out. The ball gets by Allenson. He chases the ball to the backstop. Two outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Sheets is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and 0 strikes. Tabler is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thurman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 0 strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a line drive towards first. Murray reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and 0 strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Shaw is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Shaw hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Orsilac is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Orsilac is 0-for-1 in the game. Orsilac hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall strikes out. One out. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Allenson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Allenson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeff Stone is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stone is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bales fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby juggles the ball. That's an error on Jacoby. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Murray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a line drive towards short. Bell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Upshaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Upshaw hits a fly ball into right field. Orsilac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Tabler is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Sheets hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rickshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Shaw hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter strikes out. 1 out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Jacoby hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Snyder moves to second. Jay Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Snyder moves to third. Hall moves to second. Doug Sisk now pitching. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Allenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Allenson takes first base on ball 4. Snyder scores. Hall moves to third. Bell moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Franco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hall scores. Bell scores. There goes Allenson trying to get to second. Kennedy throws to second, with Ripken covering, who tags Allenson for the out. It's 3-0, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Orsulac is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Orsulac is 0-for-2 in the game. Orsulac hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jeff Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Stone is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 0-for-3 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Upshaw batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Upshaw is 0-for-3 in the game. Upshaw takes first base on ball 4. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Tabler is 0-for-3 in the game. Tabler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Upshaw moves to third. Tabler moves to second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-3 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to home to get Upshaw. Tabler moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. There goes Jacoby. The throw from Kennedy and he is safe. Jacoby steals second. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Snyder is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Snyder hits a line drive towards short. Ripken reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ripken strikes out. 1 out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Murray is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lynn is 0 for 3 in the game. Lynn strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Baltimore Orioles, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.